Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes. We're at Sif Vav. We're learning more of the halachos of who can be included in Zimun for benching, either for 3 or for 10. The Mechaber tells us this is the start of Sif Vav. Noshim V'Avodim Uktanim. The categories of people that we're discussing here are women, an Evid Kenani. Again, we're not knowing this today. This doesn't apply today. Uktanim, and younger children, will define the age momentarily. Ein Mizamna Aleim. We do not include them in the Bracha for Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sif Yud Beis, Ein Mizamna Aleim. What does it mean? Rotz Lomel, the Mechaber is telling us, if you only had two people, Imo Yurak Shnei Anoshim, you had two adult males, Ain Elu Mitzdarfin Lishlosha. These either Noshim, Avodim, or Ketanim cannot be the third person to make the Zimun. She is Chayvo Yadom Mizimun, that you now will have an obligation to bench Mizimun. Why? Mishum De Elu Einon Bnei Chiyuva Mizimun, because Noshim, Avodim, and Ketanim do not have an obligation to bench Mizimun, as we'll learn momentarily, Kililikame Besiv Zayin, as we'll learn in the next Sif. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Vafilum Ratzul Azamin Imam, even if they wish to, Gamkin in Rashoim, we don't allow them to. Normally we allow somebody who's not mechuyev in something to do it. Here we do not. Why not? V'garim inoshim be'atzman or avodim. And this is worse than women alone or avodim alone, which, as we'll see in a moment, are allowed to bench by themselves bezimun if they wish to. She'esh lehem al koponim rishus lezamin. They do have permission to be mezamin by themselves, a separate group of three women, as we'll see in the Bir Halacha. Then it says in Dibra Maschul Noshim Mizamnu Slatzman Rishus, the Vilna Gaon's opinion, the Das Hagro Bebeyuro, Sha'ikor Kiar Rosh, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, Shanoshim Mizamnu Slatzman Chov. This isn't a voluntary thing. The Gra holds that they're obligated to do so, even though the Velt doesn't hold like this. Ach Olam Lo Noagu Kain. It's a shame we'll see in a moment why that's not true in Dir Shifut number 14. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though women are allowed to bench by themselves Bezimun, they shouldn't bench to be the third person. If you have two men, a woman shouldn't make the third person to be the Zimun. Mishum Shain Chavros. Because this isn't the proper thing. She had seiruf shel shloshai de anoshim to make a group including men and women together. And v'chena idei avodim. Likewise, if in the days when they had avodim evid kenani, it would also be improper shame prutz and bezima because they're of a not pure character. They are unfortunately prus. They are always suspected of having sexual improprieties, and therefore we don't include them. And we make a low plug. V'afilu isha imbalo banel, and even a husband and a wife with their children. So you have a husband and a bar mitzvah plus age son and the wife, still you don't do this. Gamkin inochul litzarif mitamzeh. We make a low plug. We say, no, it's just improper for men and women to be mitzarif together, to combine in this fashion. The issue footnote number 14 explains why we're not knowing like the Vilna Gaon to have women go and make their own zimun together as a chiyuv. They're allowed to, but we don't mechayev them. Hatam shalu noagu kein, hevi bekuntri shari halochet soar. He brings this down in the name of a yashuv. Shekivin shezimun b'shem einon yecholus lezamein afilu kishen esu noshim. Because if you're going to have 10 women together, they don't say nevarech alokeinu. Therefore, we don't give them the obligation to do zimun at all. He brings down the name of Rav Fisher and Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, Shimnoshim Rotzos, but if the women wish to, Yecholus Lizamein La'atzman, they are allowed to make their own Zimun together. Some of the girls yeshivas, they do this on a regular basis, and they certainly have those to which to rely upon, including the Vilna Gaon, who says they're obligated to do so. And they would bench in the same way. They would say, Rabbo Sayin Averech. They say the same exact Nusach, let us all go and bless Hashem together. Only women. Uvashem Agon Rechaim Kanievsky brings down the name of Rechaim Kanievsky, who asked that his sister asked their father, the Stipler Gaon, should they bench Bezimun? And he said, Shemutaros Bezimun. They are absolutely allowed to go and bench Bezimun if they wish to. We missed Mr. Brewer Sivkot Yud Aleph. I left it out on purpose because it says children. So how do we define children? Ketanim. So Ayin Akamim B'Sif Yud. In Sif Yud, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Sivkot Nchavav, he's going to say, I've heard Isa B'Sif Vav, the aim is Zaman al Kanim, that you don't include Kitanim, and then in Sifyuv it's going to say under certain situations a Kotan can count, so it all depends on the age of the Kotan. So Mayri B'Kitanim B'Yoser, in our Sif over here, in Sifvav, we're talking about very young children, or She'eni Yodei Alimi B'Varchim, or they're older children, but Nebuch, they're not that much with it, and they don't know who they're benching to. But once you reach a certain age, which we'll see in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chavdalid, Hainu Keben Teisha or Keben Eser, this is either about 9 or 10 years old, according to the Magen Avraham. Others say, V'yeshomim du'adin b'pachus b'shirzeh, it's less than this year. Murakbi ben Sheish Vamali, even a 6 to 7 year old, in Mkharif, if he's understanding, he's a sharp kid, they can be included, and we'll wait till we get to Sifyut to see exactly what it means that you can include the older children. But here we're telling us right now, if the third person that we're trying to include over here in the Zimun with the two adult males, or two above age bar mitzvah males, is a Noshim Avodim or Ketanim, and the Ketanim are those that don't have any clue whatsoever, then Ein Mizamnin Aleim, you can't include them. Now, Mechaber continues and he writes, Avo Mizamnin La'atzman. But as we just pointed out, they are allowed to be mezamin to themselves. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Gimel explains, Rishus, as opposed to the Vilna Gaon that we just brought down, the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that they have the right to do this, but certainly no chiyuv. V'koy anoshim v'avodim v'lo aktanim. Now this Rishus only goes upon the noshim by themselves and the avodim by themselves, but not the ktanim by themselves. The ktanim lavad be'mitzoninu, because they're not obligated at all in mitzos, lo mar she'yizamnu li'atzman, that we should even go and alst chinuch, go and tell them that they should go make their own. You have 3 8-year-old kids. They understand what benching is too. 3 10-year-old kids. We don't say that they should bench b'zimun as chinuch. Why not? So the Dirshufut in number 9 brings down that the Maimar Mordechai, who is the source of this halacha, says that they're potter even from chinuch based upon the Kesef Mishnah, and not like the Deya that's brought down in the name of the Meiri, Sheish Bishomer Shadin Haktanim Kinoshim Muzamna Latzman, that in fact 3 10-year-old kids, 3 11-year-old kids could go bench Bezimun, but the Maimar Mordechai says we don't paskin like that, we paskin like the Kesef Mishnah. What about if a katan listens to 3 adult benching? You have 3 men at the table, they're benching, and you have an 11-year-old kid. So Chaim Kanievsky brings down, She'ein chayav l'chan cholanos. You don't have to train this 10 or 11-year-old kid to go and answer to the Zimun. She'lo tiknu chinuch l'ktanim b'nogei l'zimun. That the rabbis never instituted a concept of chinuch in regards to Zimun. Very interesting din. I would dare say that most people do teach their children. I don't think there's anything wrong, as we'll see in the next paragraph in this footnote, but certainly there's no chiv, according to Chaim Kanievsky, to train them to do so, but many people do. What happens if the katan does hear, and he wishes to answer? So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozzel Zatzal, brings down, Shemutu Lanos L'haskir Sashem, V'ein Zubruch L'Vatol. They can certainly answer Zimun, even if there are 10 people there, they can answer Nevarach Alokeinu, Baruch Alokeinu Shalchal Mishalo, no problem. Because this is no different, he says, than the other brachos that we allow them to say with the Shem of Hashem, Alst Chinuch, even though they're not mechuyev to do so. And he says, Klal Godo B'chinuch, Shekol Dover Shiyia Chayev Bo B'gaduso, anything that the child will be obligated when he gets older, you have an obligation to go and teach this child when he is younger to say it in the same way, including the saying of the Shem of Hashem. Now we go back to Mechaber, and he says, while all of these groups can go and bench Bezimun by themselves, possibly not the Katan, as we just said, but the Noshim and Avodim, certainly, they shouldn't bench together. You shouldn't have 2 women in an Eved, or 2 Avodim in a woman, benching together. That's improper. You shouldn't pritzusa the Avodim, because of the chashash, the concern over here, of the immoral nature of the Avodim. Ella, what should you do? Noshim liatzman, the 3 women can bench by themselves with Zimun, v'avodim liatzman. If you have 3 avodim, they can bench by themselves with Zimun as well. But if they reach 10, he says they shouldn't be mezamin nevarach elokeinu shechal mishol, that they shouldn't do. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudalit says that the avodim chashudos al haznus, they're always worried about sexual impropriety, yamishkav zocha, both with a man or with a woman, rachmon litzlan. V'lochein, afilu yeh shlosha avodim, therefore, even if you have 3 avodim already and they have their own zimun, a woman shouldn't join them, even though they're already benching with zimun. Because here we're concerned about pritzus, no matter what the chibur was, because of the woman or not because of the woman, we don't want the woman to be alone with the avodim. Sivkot and Tezvav, Mishbur says that you're allowed to bench b'zimun, but you shouldn't bench with the same of Hashem. Why? Daskoras Hashem hu dover shebikdusha, because this is something that is a dover shebikdusha, which requires 10 males above the age of bar mitzvah. The chol dover shebikdusha eino bekoch behagos me'asora zecharim uvnei charim. Yet that 10 males above the age of bar mitzvah were free men, as we've already learned kedel b'simenun hey, when we learn the halachos of tefilah b'tzibur. The Dirshufut number 10 brings down ulegabi amida b'shas zimun b'yasora. What about normally we stand up for dabashim kedusha? We stand up for kaddish. We stand up for kedusha. We stand up for baruch hu, etc. So should we stand up when we say in the benching nevarach elokeinu? So Sheilus Shuvus Chasam Sofer brings down she'ein tzorich lamot. You do not have to stand up. She'kein zimun shonim mishar dabashim kedusha. Zimun is different than the others. Because benching was set up to be dafka be behaseba, sitting down, lying down. However, the Eishel Avrami Bachach disagrees. He says, Mach meshudav shebekdusha yesh lamot. He says you should stand up when you say Elokeinu. And this is why many people, they rise from their seat when they say, Nevarech Elokeinu shelchal mishalo. Even though, in ki ein zechiyav elamidus chasidus. Kamo b'kriyas haTorah, he says you can do this. You're not obligated to, but it's a very nice thing to do. Just like people who stand up during the entire kriyas haTorah, not just for the bracha, it's a very nice thing to do, but not an obligation. So too in the benching, he says it's a very nice thing to do, and it's brought down by Rav Sternbach as well. He brings this down in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, that you should stand up. Very nice thing to stand up. And Rav Pinchas Scheinberg's Atzal says, you absolutely should stand up with a full malo kumaso. You shouldn't just raise yourself a little bit from the seat, but you should actually fully stand up when you say the word Elokeinu. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Noshim Ezanos Liatzman Rishus. Here's where the Mechaber brings down this din that women are allowed to, they're not mechuyev to, not like the Gra, but the Mechaber says that women are allowed to bench by themselves with Zimun if they wish to do so. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin says, Yesh Lomar Atam, the reasoning is, the Lo Ratzu Chachamim Lahatel Leim Chiyev Bichas Zimun Kishem Bifnei Atzmon. The rabbis didn't want to make this an obligation when they're by themselves, Mishum She'ein Motzei Kol Kach Shiyu B'Kiyus B'Yichas Azimun, because they may not know how to do this, and if it was an obligation, it would put them at fault for not doing this obligation. If they wish to, they can, but they're not obligated to do so. The issue foot number 11 brings down another reason, brought down the name of the Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha Midvin Zatzal, the great Baal Mechaber of the Meshech Chochma, and he says, Shekevin Shechiyav Zimun Numar Me'apasu Ki Shem Hashem Ekwa Hovago Lekenu, since the idea is brought down from a pasuk dealing with Limud HaTorah, and therefore since women are exempt from Limud HaTorah, so therefore they're potter over here from Zimun as well. The Chavetz Chaim himself in the Shaar Tzion Ozvav brings down another reason, and he says because it's a mitzvah min amucha when you have three people to bench alakos, and therefore be'isho ginai hadover, be improper for them to bench alakos, and that's why the women aren't obligated to do so. Again, we pointed out in the Bir Halacha that the Vilna Gaon's opinion is that they are obligated. He disagrees with all these opinions. Then the Mechaber continues, Avo kisha'ochlo simo'a noshim chayavos. But the Mechaber agrees that if there is a zimun of men already present and a woman is there, then they are obligated to answer in the zimun and they are included in the zimun. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, Yavo gavdin isbor b'sivkot yud beis, even though we've already learned a mezamin noshim v'noshim b'yachav afilu rotsu, that we don't allow men and women to be mezamin together, that's when you're talking about. We say mishum she'en chavur asanoib because it's improper. That's only hanudav kohosum sheho anoshim heim rakshnayim, that was dealing with two men, and v'chiv zimun ba'i de tzirof noshim. And only now, because of a woman, do you have this chibur, this connectivity. Lahachi min kartzeruf mischabrus in yachad gnayadover. Therefore, it's recognized that the men and women are together, that the woman made this chabur together, and that's improper. That's not correct. As opposed to over here, mashen kin hoch, here we're dealing with my rikishye shlosha anoshim zulasim. You already have three men, not including the women. The women aren't adding anything to the chiyuv to bench b'zimun. Therefore, in this situation, lochein af shahanoshim vavodim itzdarfen lotzei sidei chavosin b'shmiya mehamavarech lanos achor birchas b'zimun. Therefore, since women can be yotzei with a person benching, or an eved kanani can be yotzei with that person benching, ein b'zeh mishum gnai. Therefore, there is no gnai in this regard, and women, in fact, are obligated according to the mechaber in this situation to bench b'zimun. Dear Shufut, number 13, brings down an amazing tshuva from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. And he says, since women are obligated to bench b'zimun, im yotza isha me'ached, if the wife, the woman, leaves the table, goes into the kitchen, whatever the situation may be, chayovim lahamtin lo, the man should wait to bench until the woman returns, until she returns to the table, so she can answer Zimun. And she should stay there at least until, if she's not going to bench then, she should stay there at least until the end of the first bracha. An amazing din that I think many people aren't aware of. Women are obligated in Zimun when there is a Zimun that is occurring, even without them. So therefore, if a woman are reading at the table with three men, so then they have to stay there and listen to the benching Zimun. They can't get up and leave. They are obligated to do so. And the Mechaber, I didn't read this, says, V'yotzos b'zimun shalanu, and they are able to fulfill their obligation by listening to the men. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches explains, Shekmo sha'anoshim motzim la'anoshim, just like a man can be motzi another man in the benching and the zimun, kein he motzim l'anoshim, so too they can go be motzi the woman. And he says, look in the Shulchan Aruch, I am b'shulchan Aruch ha'graz, shedaito, the opinion of the graz is, shim rotzu anoshim l'schalik, mechaburas ha'anoshim, uzami b'fnei atman, horishus b'yodan. You have three couples eating at a table, three husbands and three wives. They're all eating together at a table. You have three brothers and their wives all sitting together at the table. If they wish, they can have one big zimun together, and the women have to listen and be yotzei. Or the men can bench separately and the women can bench Zimun separately, and that's perfectly permissible. In Oz Tess in the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim explains, the reasoning of the Graz is, the Kivan de Ischayvu l'Bezimun, once they're obligated in Zimun over here because of the three men, so the Chiv has been Chal upon them, as the Lavush writes, and therefore, even if they separate, they are still chayiv. And therefore, if the three of them separate, it's no different than if you have six men, and three separate into bench mizimun, and three others want to continue eating, they'll bench mizimun afterwards, they can. So too, the women in this situation can do so as well. And he points out at the end, this is especially true according to the Vilna Gaon, who says that they're obligated from the start. It's absolutely no different than three men separating and three other men separating later and benching Bezimun. Absolutely okay for the women to do this as well. But everybody should be aware, the understanding over here, certainly in the tshuva of the Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, is that you must wait for the women and must include the women in Zimun when there is a Zimun already present, not including the women. So then the women are obligated to bench Bezimun as well. In the Bi'alach of Dibra Maschav Yotzos Bezimun Shalanu, it's Mashma Midivri Hayat Kitana, the He Asur Levarch Birchas Azimun Osim Asanashim. Even though she's obligated, she can't be the one to lead the benching. She just has to sit there, Tzrichel Lishmo, Velot Seis Meazimun, Shemavarch Manashim. She should listen to the Zimun of the men. Dishu footnote number 15 points out, it doesn't literally mean that she has to listen. She can answer long. Rishlomo Zalman brings down, Kavanasa over here is only for women that he says should listen, if they don't know how to bench. But if a woman knows how to answer, she should respond, Baruch Shalchanu Mishalo, and if there's a minion of men, there are 10 men, she can even say, Baruch Elokeinu Shalchanu Mishalo. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Afa Pi She'enon Mevinos. The women can be Yotzi over here with the men, even though they don't understand what the men are saying. They may not know. Women were often illiterate in those days, but they listen to the benching. They can be Yotzi. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Nutes. We've already discussed this. Ayin and Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hey, Masha Kosfu, Kosavnu Shom B'Shem Achronim, that ideally what you should do in those situations, the Yotzi, Gami De Birchas Amozim, Bishmiya, Mipiyam Avarech, Afa Pi She'enon Mevinos, Lashon Kodesh. Even though the women may not know Lashon Kodesh, if they don't know it, they can be Yotzi by listening, but it's better because Sadu Shom. The best thing would be Mikol Mokum Yoser Nachon would be preferable. Shemru Achar Mevarach Mila B'Mila B'Lachash in Efshol Lehem. You should go and try to teach the women to respond word for word, and this way it's Yotzi according to everybody, as opposed to if they don't understand it and they just listen. There are an opinion that says they would not be Yotzi. Sivches. The Mechaber says an androgynous, a person who has both Simone Zachrus and Simone Nakvus, what we would call a hermaphrodite, a person whose sexual genitalia are ambiguous. We don't know if he's a man or he's a woman. Mizamin Lemino. If you have three androgynous together, they can bench together. However, Veino Mizamin, Lola Anoshev, Lola Anoshev. But he can't be included as a third person towards a group of two men or as a third person in a group of two women to make the Zimun because we're not sure if he's a man or a woman. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof explains, they're called androgynous Echodheim. All the androgynous are one creation. Whatever that creation is, either to Tiberius, according to some, or it's a sophic over here, whether they're man or woman, all androgynouses are the same. As opposed to Masha Enkein betumtum lekameh, as we'll learn in a moment in Sif Tess in the Mechaber, that a tumtum, a person who has some sort of a membrane covering up his genitalia, we're not sure if he's a man or a woman, but if you rip that membrane, he would definitely be either a man or a woman, as opposed to the androgynous, who's always going to be a sophic. So there, by the tumtum, Shema Zeshi Karba Yimotze Zochav Zenekeva Vein Noshim Bitztafer Simon Noshim, Kudel B'Sivav. So by the tumtum, as we'll say in a moment, he can't be included in benching, even if the three tumtums together, because it may be two men and one woman, it may be one woman and two men, as opposed to the androgynous, it's either three men or it's three women, they can bench together. Mr. Bursiv Khan Khafalo says, the Shemana Kevi, why can't you have the androgynous combined with two men? Because maybe he's a woman. And we said already earlier in today's shir that a woman can't join two men to make three. Likewise, if he joins two women, maybe he's a man. The Shemazahu, Vein Mechavron, Chavrasa, no, and it's not proper. Canal, as we've already explained previously. Chavetz Chaim in the Shaaretz Zion Os Yud brings this down in the name of the Levush, and he says another time from the Beis Yosef, the Birya Bifnei Atzmahu of Enu Mitztarfi Moim. Another reason why the androgynous can't combine either with two men or with two women is because he's a third gender, he's a separate entity, and therefore he's not a man or a woman, he's Birya Bifnei Atzmahu, and that's why they can't combine. Sivtes, tumtum enum mezamen klal, as we pointed out, a tumtum is a person who has some sort of a sheath or a membrane covering up his genitalia, and we're not sure if he's a man or a woman, but if he ripped it open, he would be one or the other. So the Mishnah Berurah explains this. Sivkot nchav beis, hainu afilu im shnei tumtum lachayim, even with two other tumtums, you can't because we cannot all be the same gender. The koshiki deinu mitztarfim anoshim anoshim, and certainly he can't combine with two men or two women to be the third because he may be the other gender. But if there are three men already there, he can certainly be mitzdar. The logria misha, because he certainly can't be worse than a woman. He's either a man or he's a woman. If a woman would be allowed to be mitzdar once you already have a tzibur of three, so then the tumtum certainly can as well, as we've already discussed in Siv Zayin. Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, "Kotu shigiel onas hapo'otos." If a toddler, technically po'otos, a toddler, we'll see in a moment, we've already learned this Mishnah Berurah over here. It means a child of the age of understanding, which is roughly the age of 9 or 10. Some say earlier if he's a charev child. So a child that has reached this age, the yodei l'mim of Archim, and he understands that he's benching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mizamnin olav. He is allowed to be included in the Zimun, umitztarif bein l'shloshel bein asor. And even according to the Mechaber, can be included in making 3 or in making 10. Now, in tomorrow's shiur, we'll see we don't paskin like this by the Ramah. We won't get to that today. But what's the difference between this and Siv Vav? We've already learned that in Sifav we're talking about very, very young children. Here we're talking about older children. We already did Sifkat and Chavdal early in the year. Sifkat and Chavhei, Umitztarev, he can be included. What are we saying? If you have two men, you can include one of these older children, but not when you have one man with two older children. And this, including the child, is whether you're including it for the three or for the ten. Sivkan Chavav says the same thing that we said earlier. The Emazan al Ketanim, Mayer Biktan Biyosef, very, very young children, Osheni Odeh Lemivorchim, they don't understand who they're davening to. This concludes today's shir.